As I already mentioned, today is the first day of the Unity Octave. It's also a holiday in honor of Martin Luther King. The readings today are strict, I guess is the word. The first one, Saul has his own bright ideas, and God doesn't like them. He said, put everything under Herem, everything under the ban. And he didn't do it. Now, we could have problems with the ban, and we could talk about that some other time. But Saul didn't obey God. Samuel says, you see, why then have you disobeyed the Lord? You pounced on the spoil, thus displeasing the Lord. And now Samuel, like the rest of us, is going to give a very rational explanation. Oh, I did obey, you see, and fill the mission that the Lord sent me. I brought back Agag, the leader, and I've destroyed Amalek under the ban. But from the spoil on which the Lord sent me, the best of what had been banned, to sacrifice to the Lord their God in Gilgal. But that's not what the Lord wanted. And we do that a lot, don't we? Every time I read this and things like it, I think of in the souk in Jerusalem. You know, you go and you say, do you have any sandals? No, but I have this and you'll love it. You see? I won't love it. I'm looking for sandals. And that's what we do with God. We know what he wants, and we do something else and say, oh, well, you'll love it. Oh, it's going to be great, you know? When I was in high school, and I knew I was supposed to be a priest, I had this idea that I would study economic theory and work for economic justice. And I told the Lord, you'll love it. Well, he didn't. Thank God he had kept after me until I got back where he wanted me. So you see, what's going on here is really a mystery of love. Do we love the Lord enough and trust him enough to do just what he says? Or do we have our own ideas? And like the fellow in the souk, or like me with the Lord, not exactly what you wanted, but oh, you're going to love it. See how important obedience is, huh? And we think, well, I got close. Saul said, well, I got close. I beat up the Amalekites, and I captured their leader, and all the rest. So, we kept some of the stuff, only to sacrifice to the Lord. Maybe. But even if that was it, that's not what the Lord said. It's a wonderful lesson. And there's another radical kind of lesson of a different type in the gospel. The gospel is new. It's always new. It's always beyond what we think. And we have to catch up. And so he's saying, you know, you just can't put the wine of the gospel into the old wineskins of your mind. Your mind has to be renewed so it can hold this wine of revelation. So they seem to be different, but there's something holding them together, I think. And I think it's our challenge to get it straight from the Lord and then to do that and not one of our own bright ideas.